Ball flicked through the middle. FC United now trying to get to the end of the ball. Headed away though by Doyle. Who's it for? Stevenson is the man. Plays a simple ball out to his left back there. Mark Ross plays a ball down this left hand side. Good ball by the number two there. Plays it back to Stevenson. A 1-2 there. And here's now James Dean. He's got Naya for company. Turns him well. But there's Dean stopped defending well. But the ball fights force kind of goes across everybody else. It's an offside. It's an onside and it's a goal. Well, FC United goes to sleep at the back there. The man was allowed to come in all the way through.
Well, it was Scott who was on the ball. His back pass was weak. Stevenson seized upon it, laid it across the box beautifully, and put away there. And Stott, is Stott limping slightly? He was troubled a few moments ago. No, don't think it's an injury excuse, but he just couldn't get enough purchase on the ball to get it back to the FC keeper. And it's Stevenson seized upon it. Now it's Jerome Wright, takes it round the man nicely. Heavy challenge. Well, what's the referee going to do?
He's going to send Jerome Wright off, that's what he's going to do.
And second yellow and off, and Jerome Wright. Well, Jerome Wright, two successive red cards. Six. What was your take on that, Swampy? Because it seemed to me that both players went for the ball and the bench, the Chorley bench, went absolutely crazy. And the referee didn't seem to hesitate, or do you think it's fair enough? Think it was a rash challenge?
I think when you're on a yellow card, you're going to go in like that, you're always going to run the risk. And I said it 25 minutes of the first half, I said I'd bring him off because he's likely to get sent off, and that's exactly what's happened. And yeah, FC United now with 10 men, a huge amount to do.
It's Cook there showing good pace into the box. Cook tries to get it across and the ball goes out for a the goal kick. It was Fallon there on the far side with some fine work.
Well, he did well there, Fallon, to stay on his feet as well, because he rode a challenge and then Cook came in right at the end, didn't he, to try and just get the ball round the body of Sam Ashton, but out for a goal kick.
There's always a psychological factor in a game where side goes down to 10 men, what effect it has on the side with 11 men, and sometimes it can create a slightly more passive response. But FC have responded well, I think.
But they look a little bit more compact in their in the players. The ball through.
That's through to Stevenson. That's a great ball. Stevenson, 2-0. And just at the moment when I was saying that FC have responded well, beautiful long ball. Stevenson took it, great composure on his own. He found space and got away from the centre-backs of FC United. Slides it away and FC now 2-0 down, a man down and a mountain to climb, Swampy.
Well, certainly is. It was a good ball through, but again, it was poor defending. A substitution for FC United, imminent, and I think a double substitution at that. Tuesday night football, over 1,800 here. That's, again, that would have been one of the top attendances from Saturday as well. So a good amount of fans here in the ground this evening as Sam Ashton clears his lines. Headed by Ashworth, halfway line. Chested down well by Daniels, who played it to Byrne to FC United of Manchester's Dean Stott. Stott up to Tom Greaves, has come deep, took the ball, plays it out though now to Rory Fallon. Fallon has on this near touch line if he wants him, but he chooses not to use it. Could he get a shot away? Well, he can, but it was a lacklustre shot. And the ball's on the halfway line, and a lovely sweeping ball. And here's an opportunity to kill the game off. It's a substitute on the ball. In the penalty area he goes. He squares the ball, and this will be three. And it's offside.
No, it's not.
Has he given it?
No, he's playing advantage. The referee's playing advantage. It's an almost an inevitable goal, really, when 10 men are chasing a game. It was a perfectly timed pass. And by the delivery out to Carver, and then Carver's ball across, and Hines been a lucky man tonight. He's got two of those almost identical balls stroked across to an empty net. And
the ball on the halfway line was tremendous. He held the line really well. He whipped it across, and then it was Naya. Could he keep up the pace of the number 17, Marcus Carver? Well, he could, but Carver put the squared the ball across. It was a tremendous ball in, and FC United will find themselves three goals down now, and I think on goal difference now, Ben, we will be bottom.